This is Dr. Olivero dictating on March the 8th of 2023. The name of the patient is Judith Hooks. The last name is H-O-O-K-S. Judith is the first name, J-U-D-I-T-H. This is a clinical case of a 79-year-old white female that is originally from Tennessee that has been living in Highlands County and is followed by the Revello Medical Group, R-E-V-E-L-L-O, Revello Medical Group, and was referred for evaluation of the kidney disease period. The patient has been with a creatinine of 1 and 1.3 since 2021. She has an estimated GFR that is 50 mLs per minute, and interestingly, the albumin creatinine ratio is just 36. Normal is up to 30. That is a very selective proteinuria. The patient has a hepatitis profile that is negative. She has a history of CLL, that is CLL chronic lymphocytic leukemia, that is not requiring any treatment at the present time, and this is followed by the Florida Cancer Center. In the past, she has a history of hyperlipidemia and arterial hypertension, and I think that the CKD is associated to the aging process in the presence of hypertension, hyperlipidemia. In the past period, she has a uric acid at 6. That is 6.7. The ideal uric acid is between 5 and 6. Period. The workup also shows a urinalysis that is without activity in the urinary sediment that is negative for protein. For the completeness of the evaluation, we are going to request a retroperitoneal ultrasound of the kidney, and we are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months in order to establish a trend, if any. Number two, the patient has a hypertension that is under control. She has white coat syndrome. She follows the blood pressure at home and during the visits at the Revello office, the blood pressure has been under control. Following number, she has a rheumatoid factor that is elevated. She is not complaining of any arthralgias. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of Crestor. Following number, the patient has a level of B12 that is in the low side. Supplementation has been recommended. Following number, vitamin D deficiency that is on supplementation. She has been evaluated by the cardiologist, but I don't have information about a stress test. She's completely asymptomatic. She doesn't have any history of congestive heart failure or cardiac arrhythmias. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. I'm going to reevaluate the case in 6 months. If everything remains the same, the patient will be discharged from the office. I invested 17 minutes reviewing the referral and the laboratory workup of the last 2 years. And in the face-to-face, 25 minutes, in the documentation, 8 minutes, period.